Domino Records of Austin, Texas, produced clean teen music for 4 years and ended its career with some early soul. Rock historian Ed Ward has the story of the label and its unusual beginnings.
Shout out, shout out, shout out.
Managed to live in Austin, Texas for 13 years without ever having heard of Domino Records, a label which flourished there from 1957 to 1961. I say flourished, but that's a small exaggeration. It did, however, manage one big hit during its lifetime. Domino started out in a way no other record label has ever begun, to my knowledge. It grew out of a 6-week seminar called How to Market a Song, held at the YWCA by a local songwriter named Jane Bowers, who had had a hit with Remember the Alamo, recorded by Tex Ritter and the Kingston Trio. She must have been a persuasive speaker, because afterwards, four attendees, Laura Richardson, Ed Nichols, Bob Williams, and Ann Miller, formed a record label. Now they needed talent. Off they went to a Girl Scout dance and found three boys from McCallum High who called themselves the Spades.
Baby, baby, I love you so. Baby, baby, never let you go. Baby, baby, I love you so. Baby, baby,
you're the one for me.
Baby, baby, you're the one for me.
Baby was a good choice for Domino's first release. Firmly in the mold of Texas' biggest selling artist at that time, Buddy Holly, it sold well enough that Liberty Records in Hollywood came knocking at Domino's door and leased it for national distribution. They also changed the group's name to the Slades. The boys were so innocent they'd named themselves after the suit of cards and had no idea the word had another meaning. Domino's next artist was a girl from the wrong side of the tracks who'd been given a scholarship to the University of Texas and formal music training. Joyce Webb was handed the Slades as a backup group, and a young blind kid, Bobby Doyle, played bass.
Closer, baby, right here, I want you right.
Right here, right here.
Can you see? I want you right.
Right here, right here.
Next to me, I want you
right here. Right here.
Constantly, constantly. Right here, I want you right.
Joyce Webb and the Slades' Right Here didn't do much, but as long as it was cheap to rent time at the university's radio station to make recordings, it didn't matter. Fired by the success of Baby, the Slades tried again.
Well, learn to do the water, then the water you can lose away. It's meter and the rock, the only thing that they. It's rock to the moon, it's a honeymoon in June.
Disc jockeys heard the waddle and realized quickly it was a pretty ordinary dance novelty. But what was on the other side?
You cheated, you lied, you said that you loved me. You cheated, you lied, you said that you want me. Oh.
Magnificent record. The lead vocalist, who might have been Don Birch, who wrote the song, delivered a passionate teenage lament over a soaring melody that had hit written all over it. And it was a hit for the Shields, a group put together in L.A. by a producer named George Modola that included Jesse Belvin and Johnny Guitar Watson. Their version hit number 12 on the charts, while the Slades stalled at 42. But not all was lost. Domino had learned well from the seminar and owned 100% of the publishing, so they made money on all the versions. Domino was expanding now that they had some cash. Next up was a young former drama student with weird eyes named Ray Campy.
Say, Mimi, tell the folks what you said when I kissed you last night.
Ah! was screaming, Mimi. Don't you try to date unless you want to deal with me. Cause she was screaming, screaming, Mimi. Aren't you me, I mean it.
My Screamin' Screamin' Mimi was pretty high production for Domino, but failed to make a dent. Ray Campy would remain one of America's most obscure rockabillies until the 80s, when he moved to L.A. and started sharing stages with the likes of the Blasters. After a few more flops, a couple of the partners left to move to Hawaii, and the remaining Austinites looked to the other side of town for a new sound. The Daylighters played Austin's Black East Side and were led by a guy named Clarence Smith, a proficient guitar player. Something Is Wrong was cut at the tail end of a session for this song, however.
I gotcha! I gotcha! And there's no way out!
A friend of mine spent a good part of the 70s trying to figure out which part of Ike and Tina Turner's career No Way Out came from, but it's actually by a white woman from New Orleans, Joyce Harris, with Clarence Smith on second vocal. Unfortunately, black record business in the state of Texas was run by the gangsterish Don Roby in Houston, and the Domino folks knew they couldn't play in that league. With the Slades broken up after one boy's parents decided that enough was enough and sent him to college, and no other action on the horizon, Domino folded in 1961, not even leaving the residue of a legend locally. Bobby Doyle, the blind bassist, went on to a number of bands, including Blood, Sweat, and Tears. Clarence Smith moved to Oakland, changed his name to Sonny Rhodes, and became famous for playing blues on the steel guitar. Joyce Harris now lives in Bogalusa and sings bluegrass, and Joyce Webb became a vocalist with the Houston Pops Orchestra and now sells Stained Glass.
Ed Ward lives in Berlin. The Domino record story is on Ace Records of London. This is Fresh Air.